Well, we've been talking today about people who are very vulnerable, people with autoimmune diseases like lupus, being especially vulnerable to COVID-19, and now perhaps even more so, because there's a shortage of hydroxychloroquine. That's the anti-malarial drug 1.5 million lupus sufferers rely on to control the dangerous inflammation, organ damage, and fatigue that lupus causes. Shortages that started after President Trump and others hailed it as a treatment for COVID-19. Then yesterday, the president went further and told stunned reporters he's been taking hydroxychloroquine to prevent COVID-19, something there is no evidence will happen.
So I take medicine?
I have been taking it for about a week and a half.
Every day?
At some point, every day. I take a pill every day. At some point, I'll stop. What I'd like to do is I'd like to have the cure and or the vaccine, and that'll happen, I think, very soon.
Well, put aside the dangers of taking it without scientific evidence. Stacey Beelan from Spencer, Massachusetts, was watching. She has lupus. Stacey, hydroxychloroquine, the brand name is Plaquenil. How is the president's messaging about this playing out for you?
So this actually goes back to April, and my brother Justin sent me a text asking if I take Plaquenil, and I didn't know about the shortage, but very soon after that, felt it. So I take it intermittently for lupus, and lupus is a disease where increased stress aggravates your symptoms, and simply the stress of not having access to this medication increases stress.
Well, back us up. When you say you felt it, do you mean that, like others, we're hearing going to get their refills, and they either couldn't get them at all, or they got a smaller amount than they normally get? How were you feeling it?
Right. So I became symptomatic, and I spoke with my doctor, and she said that there was a blanket letter that said it was now being redirected to patients with COVID instead of patients with lupus, and that I would not be able to access it. I actually resorted to a friend that had a leftover supply, but certainly that's not the way healthcare should work.
Orders for the drug spiked by 3,000% during the first 2 weeks of March compared to typical demand. And this is according to Premier Inc., that's the medical consulting and data collection company. And people are drawing a direct line to the president starting to tout it. And I just want to also flesh out this picture of lupus. It's chronic, but it's not something that's every day. You can go a while without feeling what, and then you have a flare-up of what?
I experienced sort of multi-system organ issues. My last hospitalization was in January, and they were able to stabilize me. I was in the hospital for about a week and a half. The problem really is that I'm experiencing a flare right now, and the medication that I take to treat that flare that keeps me out of the hospital for a week and a half is Plaquenil.
Or hydroxychloroquine. So again, lupus sufferers, you know, they have this, like the body's attacking itself. Heart tissue can swell,
right.
Lungs inflamed, filled with fluid. It's painful, but
yes.
Hydroxychloroquine decreases some of this cumulative damage. Given how important it is to you and that it is proven that it works for lupus patients, and there is absolutely no evidence that it either treats COVID-19 and certainly none that it prevents it. Your thoughts when the president said he was taking it?
I think that's a very dangerous game to be playing. The initial studies showed that it actually didn't help. And playing a game with people who regularly take this medication so that they don't end up in the hospital is extraordinarily hard to believe.
You tweeted out, I need this. If everybody's getting it, there's not enough or none for people like you.
Right. And there have been many stories where people with severe to mild cases of lupus have not been able to access this medication and have ended up in ICUs taking up beds. It's very, very dangerous for the president to say these things and for people to take the medication who don't need it and take that away from people who do.
Not only are you somebody with lupus, but you're also, interestingly, a frontline worker in a home for mentally disabled young women.
That's right. I'm a program coordinator for what we call a group home. I'm working overnights because many of our frontline workers don't want to come in because they're worried about the increased exposure. My overnight simply couldn't do it. She has a person in her life that has autoimmune issues. And I was supposed to be working from home, but I was redeployed to working the overnights.
So let's just make sure we underscore this. So you are a frontline worker, an essential personnel working in healthcare with mm-hmm. an autoimmune issue yourself, mm-hmm. concerned that you're not going to be able to get the medication that you need for your lupus because the president mm-hmm. and others are touting it as a prevention or cure for COVID-19, which is the thing that mm-hmm. you with an autoimmune disease are hoping you don't get. How are you feeling right now?
I think on a day-to-day basis, I just carry a great deal of worry as I become more symptomatic. I worry about the ladies that I care for. I worry about my stepdaughters, and I worry about going to the hospital, not only because it would be a pretty serious issue if I was admitted, but it also takes beds away, and it's preventable. Yeah. If I had my medication, I would feel much better. I would be more healthy, and there wouldn't be that much of an exposure risk.
And to be clear, do you have no medication right now because there's a shortfall?
Yes, that's correct. You know,
well, we hope that changes soon. That's Stacey Beeland, a mom working in group homes, but also somebody with lupus who can't get a hold of her hydroxychloroquine because it is being stockpiled by people who think that it either prevents or treats COVID-19. There is no proof of that. Stacey, we wish you well, and we hope you get a hold of some soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Your thoughts welcome. HereAndNow.org.